This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app wherever you may be all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 28th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, what's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back. Glad to be back alive.
I know. I heard about that.
Myrtle Beach had a mass shooting.
What happened?
I think maybe only one person died. I don't want to minimize that. It might have been a police officer shooting.
Wasn't the only person who died the shooter? I'm pretty sure.
I saw that like 10 people were wounded.
I saw 11 wounded, one dead, but I thought
police fatally shoot one is what I'm saying.
So the one that died was the one who was shooting the other people.
Yes, I'm the cop killed somebody.
That's your best case scenario. There were a lot of people injured.
Yeah.
But if one person is going to die, it should be the shooter
I don't know Myrtle very well, but that happened on, I think it was North Ocean Boulevard. Was that a road that you were on?
Oh, yeah. I was there two nights.
Is that the main road that goes through town? Or?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, North.
That happened Saturday night, right?
Saturday night. I was only there until. We left Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
We were only there for 3 days.
I'm telling you, you were in South Myrtle. South Myrtle is trifling. North Myrtle is nicer. I was in South Myrtle. South Myrtle's trifling.
I mean, our hotel was really nice, but I will say where that shooting was, we were there at 10 o'clock at night two nights because my kids loved the arcade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we went to the arcade. I'm 54 the big years arcade. Old. I love an arcade.
Yeah. Playing skee ball.
Come on, let's be honest here.
And they had some goofy old school baseball game, which was like a pinball machine mm-hmm. that Dylan loved. It was a little dicey at night.
A little rough.
Felt a little
but I was not there till midnight. I think the shooting happened at midnight.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, stay away from South
Hotel
Myrtle.
Was nice.
Yeah, it's fine.
We went to lunch at Beach Bums.
That was a nice spot. But as soon as I left the condo, I felt like this ain't the greatest place in the world.
Nah. Beach Bum sounds like a spot that Valdez would certainly frequent if he were in any sort of beach town.
Yeah, it was a really nice spot. Yeah. But yeah. There was a shooting at Myrtle Beach.
I didn't even hear
it. But it was the next night.
It was Saturday night?
Yeah. Saturday night.
Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about it.
Saturday night around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of people were sending me tweets. Hope you're okay. Yeah, we got out of Dodge.
Right. Oh, yeah, good.
It's rough.
Good. No, I had a busy weekend, as you guys know. My guys, Vinny and Joe, were with me. And I thought they were going to come Friday, but they ended up coming early Saturday. They left early Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a 4 o'clock start. Where
did you pregame?
We went to Circa.
Good.
And I should have called you before. And
you should have.
I'm lazy.
You should have called me.
I'm just lazy.
You would have been taken care of.
I know, but we only had a few drinks there, and then we went to the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
The bullpen manager, I got his card.
Got to give him a shout out.
I think his name's Michael. Right? He always sees me there, mm-hmm. and he just takes care of us. He's so great. It's a lot when Joe says. He pulled him a vodka, like, tonic or something that he said literally might have been 10 shots.
Right. He just knocked his ass out. He watched him pour it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
It was unreal.
I mean, that's a pregame, too. That's not, like, during the game.
He was like, even before he started, he said, I've never seen anything like
this. This is outrageous. I've never seen anything like it. It's crazy.
But we had a great time in the bullpen. And then the weather was a little dicey at the beginning of the game and a little mm-hmm. before it.
Yep.
There was a
But you were expecting that.
I was, and it was fine. And the game got
for the most part, it was excellent.
It was fine.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit annoying. But we had great seats. A lot of people noticed where we were. I was putting out on Twitter where we. It's just. I think I intentionally sent you a photo of my view.
It was ridiculous.
So you could go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just.
I'm going June 14th.
You already locked it up. Yeah.
I locked it in.
It's just the best experience.
I appreciate
and we have
it.
A hookup.
You reached out and asked if I wanted any 50-50 tickets.
Well, the 50-50
lady
was walking around.
Sure.
And I go, Cakes loves this.
I do love it.
And Vinny was like, let's just buy him tickets.
Right.
I go, well, let's at least ask.
Sure.
I take it you didn't win.
No, I said thanks, but no thanks.
You said don't worry about it.
Oh, you like
it.
To be on site.
Yeah, I like to be there, like, right there in the mix. Yeah.
You like touch the tickets.
I like to be there in the mix to buy my losing ticket.
Yeah. Anything to gamble, Vin's in.
Sure,
he was ready
why
to
not?
Buy you tickets, whatever you wanted.
I was looking for you on the camera, but you're off to the side, so you
could. No, you could see, especially when there were lefties.
Okay.
So if there's
right.
a lefty
so,
at the plate,
so the,
I'll show you
so
a picture.
So the first base camera, first
I
base
guess.
Bullpen camera. That's the one you could see.
I guess because people were sending them to me.
I didn't watch a lot of the game. So
Joe was getting people from New York. Like his texts were exploding because
they could
Mets.
See him.
Yeah. But we had a great time. Everybody was awesome. There were a ton of Mets jerseys there.
Saw the loss.
Yes,
I saw the loss
because they won.
They won two out of three. Yeah,
out of three, both times via walk off.
Well, they still play one more today.
Yeah,
and your boys. Your boy's on fire, EB, Dylan Cruz.
No, I know. He's got
one
at least
for three yesterday with the solo home run.
He should have 11-game hitting streak then.
Well, he's hit safely in 11 of his last 12, hitting 364 over that stretch.
No, he was
with
good.
With four home runs, three stolen bases.
In the game I was there, he looks like he's settling in.
I believe he
believe
leads,
me, I'm aware of it.
I believe he leads all rookies in runs scored.
Yeah, he's settling in.
Yeah, he's got 12 runs scored in his last 12 games. So.
Yeah, he's on fire.
And again,
was he hitting about 230?
231.
I don't think you believe it unless you saw it.
About what?
James Wood's nonchalance is like unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Let's say he actually hit second in the day we were there. I can't remember who lead off. Might have been Abrams.
CJ, yeah.
Yeah. So CJ, let's say, gets out. He walks from that little batter circle behind home plate to the home plate. It takes about a minute. I've never seen it. I mean, maybe two. I've never seen anybody walk slower, more. It's not. I'm not taking a shot at him. I'm just saying I'm just stunned at his nonchalance.
That's just the way he is.
Just the way he is.
It's the way he's built.
And then, he just takes a ton. He's like Frank Thomas. He takes a ton of pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he'll rip one. The guy's obviously a superstar talent. I've just never seen anybody more nonchalant in my life. It's like
yeah, he's very
his
chill.
Pulse is like at 50.
Yes,
isn't Jaden a little like
times.
That?
Who?
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
maybe,
kind of.
Maybe, but at least I've seen Jaden at times be a little more animated. I mean, there's.
Well, I think James Wood when he hits a home run is animated.
I mean,
maybe
he saw the walk off when he took his shirt off, took his jersey off.
Well, they ripped it off him.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
They ripped it off him. I'm telling you, it's the starkest thing you'll see. It's just how nonchalant he is, but obviously Nats are playing, I think, way better than expected, right? So
12-15.
That's great.
Chance to take 3 out of 4 against the best team in baseball currently.
Yeah.
Your overplay is looking
maybe
good.
Maybe not the best team, but the best record. What was that?
Your overplay is looking good.
Oh, it's looking great.
It's looking fantastic.
What is their
Let's
record
go.
Now? Are they
12-15.
13-15.
Oh, I'm sorry, 13-15.
Yeah, with the win.
With the win.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything because I was just about
You're
to
jinx
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I'm
just going to retract what I was about to say.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go there.
You shouldn't. Don't go there.
I'll just say I'm confident.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
You should be.
I have confidence.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's all.
The two walk-off was yesterday was a great comeback. I mean, to be down
7-1. They were getting bludgeoned and you just come back and win it.
Now, the outcome might have been different if their Mets closer Diaz was actually available and he wasn't, so they put the other kids Stanek
in. They just didn't pitch him because he pitched the night before.
Yeah, he was only available for two of the four games.
Uh-huh.
And Stanek came in, and Stanek throws 100.
Uh-huh.
But
Diaz
they
throws
hit
pretty
him.
Hard too when he
Hell
wants
yeah.
to. He gets the 98.
Hell yeah!
At least he did when I was there.
Yeah.
Well, look, we've got a ton to cover.
There's a lot
on the show
to cover
today.
Yep.
A ton. Like I was back and I felt like I needed to catch up. Of course, we got the Caps, who are now up 3 games to 1.
Oh, let me hold on.
Go ahead. The Caps game was huge. I tell you,
Caps,
it was looking dicey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then they separated themselves at the end there.
Well, it's the Willie hit.
Yeah.
The Willie hit ignited the Caps to the victory.
What did I tell you after the first game when you were asking about guys you want to hate for the Montreal Canadiens?
The guys you want to hate, yeah.
Josh Anderson is the guy. I can't stand him.
He's the guy.
He's an instigator. I want Wilson. And by the way, Friday night, even though they were terrible,
mm-hmm.
was so entertaining. That game was so entertaining to watch, even though the Caps sucked. Okay, but it was entertaining to watch.
I wasn't as entertained as you because I like watching Caps dumb.
Okay, so but you know why more. You know why I'm saying
sure.
That. Yeah, and look, Montreal was just instigating the entire game.
Yeah,
but Willie going onto the bench and that you never see that
with him doing the crying.
You
face.
Never see
oh,
that.
It's great.
You never see fights on the bench
right.
ever.
No. At the
but
end
you
of the
often
period.
See him mocking them.
Oh
after.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
his,
a big
yeah.
That's what
that's
he does.
It's just in his DNA.
I thought he literally killed Carrier when he hit him.
Well, Carrier never came back in the game, I don't believe.
Yeah. He basically killed him for the rest of the game, yeah. is what he did.
You're glad he's on your squad.
Oh, so happy. Whatever the Caps are paying Tom Wilson, it's not enough. Because
he's
a one of one.
Yeah,
find me another Tom Wilson in the NHL, a guy who can pot 30 goals in a season, which he did this year, and just strike fear in the hearts of every other team.
Yeah.
That faces him.
I know.
I mean, that dude is worth every penny and then some.
So we'll be talking about the Caps.
Fun to watch.
They're now up 3-1 with the win. They've always been a good third period team. Comeback win last night to get up 3-1 in the series. Tarik El Bashir, who covers the team for Monumental Sports, he'll join us coming up at 7:25. Mm-hmm. So we've got that to get into. We got the NFL draft to get into. Mm. Commanders draft haul we'll talk about. But coming up next, huge news regarding where the Commanders are going to be playing.
The Commanders?
The Commanders.
He's been on vacation for a week.
Vacation, lack of sleep.
Wakey, wakey.
The Commanders.
RFK, we're going to talk about that next here on The Junkies.